Hello and welcome to the Success on Scrum Rules podcast. This is Alvern. And my focus is to simplify online marketing for female entrepreneurs so that they can get results at scale and fulfill their passion and purpose. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at five experts who share their number one secret to increase brand awareness or to make your brand popular. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Are you looking for a way to increase brand awareness? Ever thought about using possibly audio formats to reach potential customers? Nearly everyone and their granny, or maybe their aunt, or maybe even their dog, have launched a podcast over the last few years. And according to Music Oomph, there are over or even more than 700,000 active podcasts and over 29 million podcast episodes. Now, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, over 600 million is a population, so 700,000 podcasts isn't a lot yet, but let's talk about that a little later on. So it just means with 700,000 active podcasts, it means that there are a lot of choices available to the podcast consumer. What is interesting, based on research conducted by Music Oomph, is that over 51% of Americans have listened to a podcast. In terms of numbers, you're looking at over 163 million people. This may not come as a surprise to you, but 28% of those are between the ages of 25 and 34, and they have all listened to a podcast. Only 6% of the US population are avid podcast fans. 6%. Let that sink in for a second. The avid podcast fan, only 6%. It's very interesting. It means that the industry is still in its infancy. So in this particular podcast, you will get a better understanding of how you can use podcast advertising to make your brand sticky, as well as how much it will actually cost in terms of your pocket. So why on earth is increasing brand awareness important? Well, before looking at the importance of brand awareness, let's first look at a brief definition from a purely objective source. According to Wikipedia, brand awareness is the extent to which customers are able to recall or recognize a brand. So what does that mean? Well, let's get practical about this and look at a few examples, and I really mean look. In order for you to see the show notes, what I'm about to explain to you, you need to head on over to successonscramble.com/brand-awareness. And if you look at a few popular examples of companies that have become household names, I'm going to, explain to you a few images, and I just want you to name the brand. Is that okay? So sample A, I'm looking at a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper is a sandwich in the form of a bun with a burger inside of it. So that's all I'll say. You need to head on over to successonscramble.com to see the actual image. And sample B, because I've only included two examples in this context, I'm looking at a blue gift box with a white ribbon on it. That's all I'm going to say. You need to head on over to successonscramble.com. And again, none of these actually have any sort of defining marks. So I've chosen not to include any sort of logos or only items to check out your ability to recognize these brands. And unfortunately, because this is a podcast, it's hard for you to see. But just those two hints that I've dropped for you, it should be enough for you to even recognize those brands. So at this point, you probably already guess which two brands are featured that I've featured in the show notes. If you don't, just head on over to the comments and ask a question. So once you've recognized the brands, ask yourself this particular question. Why did you recognize these brands? Why did you recognize them? I mean, there's nothing to say that they are who they say they are. And when you've answered that question, write down a list of words and feelings that come to your mind when you think of each of these brands. Once you finish that exercise, here's another question for you. Do you now understand why it is important to build a brand for your blog or business? So now that you understand the importance of increasing brand awareness, let's look at what is actually involved in creating brand awareness. The first thing you need to understand is the buyer's journey when it comes to the overall picture of marketing. I may have shared this particular image that I'm going to explain to you before, sometime in one of my past episodes, but I'll share it again because it actually helps you to see or understand or relate to the overall picture when it comes to marketing and brand awareness. So right now I'm looking at an upside down triangle and it's divided into five different segments. The very first segment at the top, because it's like a funnel shape, the segment at the top is awareness, next is interest, the next below that is consideration, the next one is conversion, and the other one is retention. Now in each of the levels, I actually have little arrows coming out of each level and a type of content piece that relates to that level. So in awareness, the actual content I have related to that are images, short videos, and GIFs. In interest, I have blogs, longer video, and podcasts. In consideration, I have webinars, case studies, and testimonials. At the conversion level, I've got case studies, masterclass, five-day challenge, and retargeting. And then in the retention level, we've got rewards, reviews, and discounts. Okay, so that is what I would consider the buyer's journey from a marketing point of view. And when you think about it, building brand awareness happens at the very top, the very first level. And it just shows you how all of that content leads to making your brand famous. And to explain a little bit more, the awareness level is where any blogger or small business owner spends time making their brand popular in the eyes, hearts, and minds of potential buyers. In the last few years, you may have heard the three-word phrase called know, like, and trust. When it comes to marketing, it is up to you to get your prospects to know that you exist. Over time, you can do things for them to like you. For example, doing giveaways, sharing freebies, and offering five-day challenges. Once they know and like you, it will become a lot easier for them to trust you. Depending on your offer, the period of time to develop the know, like, and trust relationship could be minutes. I know that sounds crazy, but think about the Facebook ad, the last Facebook ad that you click on. Right there in that short space of time when you see the ad, you've got 2 seconds to decide if you're going to click on it. And essentially, that advertiser has 2 seconds to build the know, like, and trust feature. Or maybe the know and like, possibly. The comments and, you know, engagement that anyone sees on the ad might help the like factor. And then, obviously, when you click through to the landing page, the trust is built and the person or you would make a purchase. So, as you can see, the know, like, and trust, it just depends on, you know, the platform, you know, a lot of circumstances in terms of the time frame that you have available to develop that know, like, and trust. Okay, so using content marketing to create brand awareness. One of the basic and free ways to create brand awareness is by using content marketing. As I already mentioned a few weeks ago, content marketing involves a lot of areas, including blogging, social media marketing, podcasting, seeding, content curation, paid social, search engine optimization, and Pinterest marketing. As you can see, there are many options available that will help you to really develop your brand. The good news is that the barrier to entry is quite low, relatively speaking, and you don't need a huge budget to dip your toe in the water. However, if you want to get it right first time and experience awesome results, and if you want to use a more strategic approach, then you're better off developing a content strategy. One of the things that you can include at the awareness stage is podcast advertising. So you're probably wondering now, how on earth do you create a content marketing strategy? Well, before taking a look at a few podcast advertising examples, let's spend some time looking at the correct process for creating content. Increasing brand awareness does require a lot of planning and strategy to ensure that you get the required reach or even frequency or recognition from your audience based on the frequency. I don't want to get too technical because obviously my focus is to simplify online marketing for female entrepreneurs. So if I get too technical and include too much jargon, then that wouldn't make sense for you. Many small business owners are under the impression that you need to just hire a social media manager to create content and then publish it, and that's it. But actually, what is required is for you to follow a simple plan that is like a cycle, actually. It starts with research and planning, followed by content creation or curation and publishing, and then finally it ends with measure and strategy. I have a diagram in the show notes if you head on over to successonscramble.com/brand-awareness. There's this diagram that will help you understand the process. So I want you to think of a circle, and in it has six different components. At the very top, we've got research with an arrow that leads to planning, with another arrow that leads to content creation, with an arrow that leads to publishing, an arrow that leads to measure, an arrow that leads to strategize, and another arrow that leads to research. And that is a complete cycle. You do the research, you plan what it is you're going to create in terms of the content. You then obviously go ahead and create the content because you're doing this backed on the amount of research that you've done. You publish the content, you measure the results of publishing the content across all the different platforms after a period of time, say like a month, 2 months, 3 months, a quarter. And then based on the results that you receive, you conduct a strategy session, and then you do more research again just to verify the results that you got, the strategy, and then you plan again based on the results that you received the last time. So as you can see, there is a lot that goes into a digital marketing plan, especially if you want better results for your business. So let's pretend that you are interested in podcast advertising and you have done your research. You've looked at your competitors. You've done possibly some social listening, and you realize that a lot of people in a lot of potential buyers or your ideal persona actually listens to a number of podcasts, which is great. So during the planning phase, you will look at how others have used it and what results they got to help narrow your focus. So before we actually look at the examples, what on earth is podcast advertising anyway? Well, if you've ever listened to a podcast, you might have been, I guess, interrupted by an advertisement while you were listening to an interesting story. It is possible as a business to place your advertisement at the beginning, end, or even middle of a podcast recording after the fact. As in, you don't have to place it while they're doing the recording. You have companies who can actually insert it at certain points during your podcast recording. Essentially, the technology around podcasting is so good that, you know, you can decide to insert it after, say, the first 5 minutes, or after the first 10 minutes, or 10 minutes before it actually ends. You can decide what you want to do. There's the technology available that can actually do that, which is amazing. As a business, it does require you to be creative and come up with a 30 to 60 second jingle in order to catch the attention of the listener. Although it doesn't necessarily have to be a jingle, and I'll explain more in one of the examples from one of the experts. Choosing the best podcast programs for your ads should also be taken into consideration if you want to get a good return on your investment. So let's spend some time looking at what five experts have to say about their experience with podcast advertising. Rebecca White at HubSpot interviewed 5 experts regarding their experiences with podcast advertising. Here is an excerpt of what she found out from these 5 companies. It is a summary of what you need to know, and I have also included a link to the full version of that particular article. Okay, so the first company is actually Ahrefs, and the person who she interviewed was another person called Rebecca, spelled differently, of course, Rebecca Beck. So she was recently put in charge of podcast sponsorships. She writes her advice for podcast advertising strategies on a post in Medium, and here are the key takeaways from that particular post. She says, rather than being a tool for lead generation, podcast advertising is a tool for gaining exposure and brand awareness. It's not always about measurable ROI, but what she found out was that organic, not scripted mentions operate the best. So in other words, if you have a podcast and you want to advertise on it, instead of creating a 30-second jingle, the best way that she found worked was to get the podcast presenter, like myself, to actually mention the brand and make it personal. And she found that actually drove more people or more return on your investment. Next up, we've got Midroll. So Midroll is a company that matches podcasters with advertisers. They write about their advice to advertisers. And here is their key takeaway. He says, it's wise not to adhere too strictly to a category. So in other words, my podcast is about online marketing for female entrepreneurs. So I'll be looking for where female entrepreneurs hang out. But what Midroll is saying is that don't assume that comedy audiences aren't also entrepreneurs, or that listeners to sports podcasts aren't interested in a comedy special. You may be surprised at how broad and eclectic your audience tastes and needs are. Okay. Up in number 3, we've got Jason Hawk. And Jason is the Chief Content Officer at How Stuff Works. And he revealed that what type of ads works best for their brand in an interview with DigiD. And here are his key takeaways. Ads read by the host perform better than scripted third-party ads placed in the podcast. Listeners feel like they are being shouted at with third-party ads. So that's, you know, ads that has a 30 to 60 second jingle. And by all means, feel free to try out both options. Don't think that you're only going to try ads that's read by the host that you would perform better. Try obviously large majority of ads read by the host, but you know, don't be afraid to test and tweak things. Jason goes on to finally say, consider producing organic mentions for better results. So that's a sort of a thread that's running through all of these examples. Up at number 4, we've got Kurt Koffer, who is partner and CMO at Ad Results Media. It's a podcast advertising agency. Koffer wrote a survival guide for podcast advertising in Forbes some time ago, and here are his key takeaways. He says, measurement is the key to determining success in a podcast advertising campaign. He says, use promo codes, custom links, and post-checkout surveys to track success. Be comfortable knowing not every ad will work at first, and that using a breadth of shows will need to be tested to figure out what works and what doesn't. At number 5, we've got Sam Balter. And Sam is a podcast marketer at HubSpot. And he wrote about his podcast advertising learnings in a post, and the link is in the show notes. Remember to head on over to successonscramble.com/brand-awareness. It's brand-awareness to get access to the show notes with all the different links. He said, Rebecca is saying, I spoke with Sam about his top podcast advertising strategies, and here are his key takeaways. He says, pre- and post-roll ad spots are generally cheaper than mid-roll and tend to take less time. Most ads have some sort of a call to action that prompts listeners to go to a specific URL or use a discount short code to get a discount. Podcast popularity and listenership will only continue to rise, and so will the opportunity to connect with people in a new and novel way. When sponsoring podcasts, trust the host to deliver the message in their own voice. Again, same story here. You know, that advice of, you know, don't create a 3-second jingle, but let the host advertise it using their own comments or their own way, their own personality. It's better to go for frequency versus reach. And just in case you don't understand what that means, you may have the option of advertising on a podcast that gets 100,000 downloads, and you're able to run one ad a day or one ad a month or whatever it is, maybe one ad a day normally. And that is reach, because you're reaching, say, if it has 100,000 downloads a month, you're probably looking at 3,000 downloads a day, 3 to 4,000 downloads a day. So your advertisement will be played, I guess, 3 or 4,000 times a day, which broadens its reach. So when you compare that with frequency, frequency means that you've got the ad at the start and at the end of that particular podcast, as opposed to just happening once. And say the podcast gets 30,000 downloads a month. So that's 1,000 a day. So you should go for a podcast that gives the ability to have a listener hear the advertisement twice, 3-4 times during that episode that they're listening to. He also says, pick a podcast where you can purchase 3 to 5 ads versus one ad on a large podcast. Podcast listeners are millennials, well-educated, and more affluent. You don't need to sponsor the biggest podcast. You can reach the same people with smaller podcasts. I've left a link in the show notes to the actual full interview, well, the full read-up that Rebecca wrote in HubSpot. So head on over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/brand awareness. So at successunscrambled.com/brand-awareness. Okay, so now that we've spoken about, you know, brand awareness, you know, what it is, what podcast advertising is, how to create a content marketing strategy around that, you're probably wondering at this point, so what's the price? What is the price, Alvin? Okay, so what is the price? Okay, are you ready? So in terms of the price you can expect to pay as a business, you first need to know the rates are given in CPM. Essentially, CPM is cost per thousand, which means for every 1,000 listens or downloads, the industry average is $25 per thousand. So if you have a smaller podcast that's done, has 1,000 a month, or let's be a little bit more realistic, say 4,000 a month. So you pay $100 a month, they've got 4,000 downloads, and you pay $25 per thousand listens, and you have 3 to 5 ads versus one large ad on a large podcast. Depending on your chosen podcast, this may not be as very expensive, as you may only have to pay $25 a day, so 1,000 downloads a day, or even better yet, $100 a month, because they only have 4,000 downloads a month, which is not a lot. In fact, if it's 1,000 downloads a month, that's even great. So it is important to consider the size of your budget, as well as the expected return on your investment, to see if it is a worthwhile venture for you. According to MusicOmph, podcasters are 45% more likely to have an annual income of $25,000, which is great news for business in the B2C space. Midroll also conducted research where they discovered that 61% of podcast listeners said that they purchased something after hearing a podcast ad. And if that has been your question all through this podcast episode, you probably will. There is the answer. 61% return on investment. So 61% of people who listened to it have purchased after hearing the ad. Okay, so it is safe to say that at the time of this particular research that I've done, the podcast advertising arena is not yet crowded. It is relatively easy for any business to increase brand awareness using this medium. One reason this is a very attractive proposition is that consumers of podcasts tend to listen to 6 hours and 37 minutes of episodes every week. Over 49% of podcast listeners do their listening at home, and 22% of them listen in their car. When compared with other forms of advertising, consumers are 100% engaged in a podcast episode, and they have control over their listening experience. It is a great way to make your brand stand out in that many listeners binge listen to several podcast episodes. So they hear the same message advertisement over and over if they're listening to the same podcast. So if you are a blogger or small business owner, you may or may not be aware of the importance of creating brand awareness. In your formative years of business, you may find it difficult to get your potential customers to remember you. However, as time goes on, you will notice that more people will return to your website because of their experience with your brand. Creating a brand can be difficult if you are not really sure about why you're doing your business, or even have a good understanding of your buyer persona. Once you get really clear on those, it becomes a lot easier to know your brand in more detail. So, what has been your experience in increasing brand awareness? Do leave your comments in the show notes. Head over to successonscrambled.com/brand-awareness. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you will be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes or Spotify or any of your favorite podcast players. If you're hoping to increase your brand recognition using search engine optimization, then check out the SEO for Beginners resource. I've left a link in the show notes. Are you a small business owner looking to outsource your social media task? If yes, then have a look at these social media services that I have offered on my website. I've left a link in the show notes. If you want to take advantage of some done-for-you content creation, again, check out the services that I have listed. I've left a link in the show notes. The goal, as I mentioned earlier, of Success Unscrambled is to help female entrepreneurs as well as potential entrepreneurs to start and scale their online business and to fulfill their passion and their purpose. Okay, that's it for today. Until the next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.